Vayter and Chasra and Daf Gimel, picking it up on Bezim and Bez Bada Bamada, page second to last line. We are in the middle of explaining what is Pshat of Beis Hillel, of why it is that he would say that a Beis Hillel of Yom Tov that you're not allowed to have. We had two answers so far. Number one is of Nachman. He said, why? Because we're dealing with a egg-laying chicken, and therefore it's Muksa. We had a question on that, and that brought us to Rabbah. Rabbah said there's an issue of Achana, that it's something which is prepared on the day before, which is Shabbos, and therefore not allowed to be had for the next day. Even if it turns out in the middle of the week, still we have a gezeira because of that, because of Atu Shabbos. That was the second way that we dealt with it. Now we're going to deal with a third answer. We have three and number four. Rav Yosef Amar, he says, you know what the reason is? Gezeira mishum peris hanoshrin. It's gezeris because of fruit that have fallen from the tree. You know that on Shabbos you have fruits that go and they fall from the tree, that you're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to partake of them. Rashi says, time of debate is the batana goes so medes achila. We're dealing with one which is an eating chicken, not one that's an egg-laying chicken, it's eating one. However, we say, Basil or Aser, Mishum Piris, an ocean, Mina Elam, a Shabbos. In this stage, we're thinking it's a gezera because of Piris and Noshrin, the Lo Nachlinu, that you shouldn't come to eat it. The Honami, the Piris and Noshrin, Mina Elam Damya, Shaf Zu, Pri Anosha. This is considered Pri Anosha, the egg itself, and therefore you're not allowed to have it. That is Beis Hillel, according to Rav Yosef. Amalei Abaye comes along and he freks Akasha. Paris on ocean, time am I. What's the reason that Paris on ocean? Why can't you have Paris of fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos? Beep, turn the page, Gimel Menalf. It's Gezera Shema Yalav Yitosh. It's a Gezera that we're worried maybe you're going to get up and you're going to go on the tree and rip it off. Rashi says, Davi said, Loraisa. The Ainu Kotzer Shu Amalacha. That's an Amalacha. Therefore, that's why we say you can't do it. So it's a Gezera. He Gufa Gezera. That itself is a Gezera. Vanan Nikam and Nigzer Gezera Gezera. And we're going to put one Gezera and attach it to another Gezera. We don't do that. If there's a Gezera, so then we hold of such a concept, but you don't do a Gezera to another Gezera. It's Gemara, it's Kula Chad Gezera. The whole thing is one gezera. At the time that gezera is made, this one was also made, so it's not one coming off of it, but it itself is a gezera by itself. Okay, that is number three. That was Rav Yosef. Now number four is Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Amar gezera, it's also gezera mishum mashkin shezavu. It's a gezera because of juice that is coming out. Rashi says the kaimelon osrin lebo bayom kedetanan, like we learned, it's usher if juice comes out of a fruit, it's usher bo bayom, like we learned in the Mishnah, like in Shabbos. V'im yotze mi'atzman, assume it comes by itself, it's usher. Ubeitzenami dami elohu shezava v'yotzes mimakom shahisa blua. It comes out like juice from the place of where it was. So therefore, it's gezer of maskin. Says Gemara again, I'm going to lay a bayi. I'm asking Zovu time. What's the reason? Gezer Shem Yitzchak are worried they're maybe going to come to squeeze it out. But he goofed Gezer. That's Gezer itself. I know Nakam and Nakam and Nigzer Gezer. We're going to go out and make Gezer Gezer. And says Gemara, same answer said before. No, it's Kula Chad Gezeri. The whole thing is one Gezer. Okay, so far, what do we have? Four different answers to explain Beis Hillel. Number one, Rav Nachman. Number two, Rabbah. Number three, Rav Yosef. Number four, Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said, because we're dealing with an egg-laying chicken, therefore it's muksa. Rabbah said, hachana. Therefore, the day before, therefore you're not allowed to do it. Now, Rav Yosef says, gzeira, because the parents had no shirt. Rav Yitzchak says, gzeira, because the mashkin shazavu. Those are the four answers. Now, why don't each one of them hold like the other? Why do they have to come up and give their other answers? So number one is, kulo, karab, Nachman, lomi. Everyone didn't like Rav Nachman, the egg-laying chicken one, who said that for kizmuksa. You know why? Because of the question we asked on it. What was the question we said? If really, it's a gzeira because of the egg. Let us say it's also gzeira because of the chicken itself. Why are you saying only the egg? And that's why they didn't like it. So kula kirab nachman lami kikushin, like we asked. Karaba nami lami, also don't go like rabba because they don't hold of this achana shtikal, achana leslu. They don't hold that that it's us or something that was mechin the day before, that it's an issue. So if they don't hold of him. What about number three, number four that we said? What about Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak? And since it's Gemara, Ella Rav Yosef, my time alone with Rav Yitzchak, why doesn't Rav Yosef go like Rav Yitzchak? Rav Yosef said it's a gezer of Paris Hanoshin. Why doesn't he say it's a problem of Mashkin Shezavu? So he says, simple. You know why? Because Amalacha, he says back, Beitza Uchlu, Paris Uchlu. Beitza is food, right? A Beitza is a Beitza is food and fruit is food. Therefore, they're compared to one another. But our mashkin is not food. That's why Rav Yosef didn't like Rav Yitzchak. What about Rav Yitzchak? Why didn't Rav Yitzchak go like Rav Yosef? This is the Gemara of Rabbi Yitzchak by time alone with Rabbi Yosef. I'm going to call it, say back, because Beitza, it's a different question, of course, in focus here. Beitza belua umashkin beluin. Lafukiperus de miglu vekaimu says that Beitza is more comparable to mashkin because both of them are balua, the egg and the chicken, the liquid and the fruit. Fruits on the tree, though, is not similar, is not balua, but it'd be rather they're miglu vekaimu. So therefore, that's why he didn't like to go ahead and compare to that. The Af Rav Yochanan, even Rav Yochanan, Tzavik Gezer, Mishu Maskim, Mishazavu. Even Rav Yochanan is going to be Maskim to Rav Yitzchak, that Maskim, Mishazavu, as we're going to learn out from how he solves a dilemma. Two statements of Rav Yehuda that contradict one another. So we're going to bring that right now, two statements of Rav Yehuda, right, from different places, and we're going to see if they go against each other. And then we're going to jump into three different ways to understand that. The first one is going to be the way that Rav Yochanan understands. We're going to see Rav Yochanan agrees with Rav Yitzchak that it's a gezer because of mashkin shezavu. So let's take a look, shall we? V'yaf Rav Yochanan tzavik gezer mishu mashkin shezavu. The Rav Yochanan rami, Rav Yehuda umashani. He had a contradiction between Rav Yehuda and himself, and he answered it up. How so? Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. We're not allowed to go ahead and squeeze out peros in order to get juice from them. This is a Mishnah in Shabbos. We can't go ahead and squeeze out. If they come up by themselves, then it's going to be usher. That's a Tanakama. If Yehuda Omer im la'ochlin, if these fruits are meant in order to eat, in other words, you don't want it in order to squeeze out the juices, but you're using it in order to eat, then yotzim mutter. He says it's going to be something. It's not going to be mutter for im la'mashkin, but if it's taka set up for squeezing, then yotzim im usher. It's going to be usher. Sorry about that. We see from here that Rav Yitzchak must be going like the Tanakhama here. And according to Rav Yehuda, there's no gezerah here, and you have the juice immediately. You can have it right away. So we're going to come out, which is going to be the actual main point. If by this case, which is liquid, there's no gezerah of mashkin shezavu, certainly there won't be by an egg that comes out of a chicken. However, we have a problem because we're going to see the Rabbi say the opposite. Alma kol ochlin Rabbi Yehuda ochla defrasu. It's like separate food, and therefore it's just food itself, and it's going to be fine. Or menu, but we have a contradiction because we know the old Rabbi Yehuda comes along and he says the following. This is the Mishnah in Erevin. Master Adam al kalkala shel peros b'yom tov rishon. Let's say a person has a whole basket of fruit that they weren't taking off ma'aser from, so you can make it tonight. What you do is you separate on day one. You say, if now is chol, right? Because you have yontif, and we're not sure if today is the sfeik at the yoma or today is not. So he says, a person can go ahead on yontif, yom tov. Oh, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah here, Rosh Hashanah. All right, so the first day of Rosh Hashanah, a person can go to make it tonight and say that, if today is the day, so then I'm doing nothing. But if today is not the day, then let it be that today's Rosh Hashanah, let it be that I'm taking off now for tomorrow. And then the second day, he can eat. And then the second day, he goes, if today is not the day, so then I already took off yesterday. If today is Rosh Hashanah, I took off yesterday. And if today is not Rosh Hashanah, so I'm taking off for right now. And then he can eat. If Ochel B'Sheni, he can eat on the second day, no matter what. V'chein Beitza Shenola B'Rishon. If you have a beitza that's born that comes out on the first day, they can eat it on the second day. Because again, if today is the first day, is really Rosh Hashanah, so then you can't eat it because it's born Rosh Hashanah. But if it's not Rosh Hashanah, then you're allowed to eat it even now, but we don't know. But on the second day, if it's not Rosh Hashanah, so then it was born yesterday anyway. And if it is Rosh Hashanah again, it was born yesterday. So you can definitely eat it on the second day. So Yehuda holds, right? That why? Because he holds that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are actually because of suffik. Not like we say Yom HaArichta, as we're going to see. So in terms of taking off ma'aser for the fruit, do it on both days. Say the Tanan, you can eat on the second day. Similarly, the egg comes out on day one. You can eat on day two. Saying pretty clearly that there is a gezerah of mashkin shezavu, which goes against the previous statement. Look, why shouldn't you be able to eat the egg on the first day? First statement is saying that you can eat the egg on the first day, right? There won't be, if you're allowed to have the liquid on the first day, certainly you can have an egg. And over here it's saying that you can't have the egg. What's going on? Why can't you just eat the egg on the same day, just like we allowed when the juice came out of the food? So answer number one, It's like I said, by Sheni in, by Rishon Lo. Only the second day, but not on the first day. Mashani Rav Yochanan, and this is where we get to Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yochanan comes along and he answers, "Aye, no problem. Switch it up. Muchlefes Hashita." He says, let's just switch. In statement number one, switch the Shitas. Really, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't squeeze out the juice. And if you do, it's going to be aser, which aligns with the statement number two, that you can't eat the egg on the first day and only on the second day. So Mechlech is a Shita, and that's how we know that he's the one. He was like Rav Yitzchak Gosek. In fact, Rav Yochanan brought this out, it's from the same reasoning, and that he holds like Rav Yitzchak. Beep, turn the page. That's all answer number one. To understand these two statements. Ravina comes and gives a different answer entirely. He says, no, you don't flip them. Keep them exactly there. So then what's going on here? I'll say it at them. We'll read it inside. We could still make it work. Review themselves, Taka would say that you can eat the egg on the first day. Oh, there's no gazera. But didn't he say not? Nope. He was speaking in the world of the Tanakama. He's saying that, okay, so you don't allow it to be eaten on the first day. But at least allow it to be eaten on the second day, since Rosh Hashanah is two Kedushos, and therefore a Suffolk. So either way, day two is going to be okay. Why are you saying that it's not okay? So let's read inside now. Le'olam lo tevek of Yehuda l'divrayim derabbanon kamerilu. We're saying the words of their bottom of the Tanakama. Lididi afilu b'risho namishai. According to me, it's even mutter even on the first day. Duchad ifrosh, I consider like separated food. Eludidchu, according to you, at least, you should at least admit to me the Basheni Shaya that it's going to be more to have it on the second day. The Shnei Kedusha Zayim, because it's two Kedushos. So why is it Taka that you say that it's a problem? And the Tanakama responds, Ramali Rabbanan, Rabbanan said back, Lo, Kedusha Achazi. You got it wrong, my friend. It's not two Kedushos. Rather, it's one long day, Kedusha Achaz. Unlike other Yom Tovim, we have a Sfik Diyoma, and therefore you can eat it. You can't eat on either day over here. That's answer number two. Answer number three. We're talking about that what? The second statement, they says you're not allowed to have it. It's talking about the one that says God beats him and it's dealing, and therefore, that's going to be the chilik between the two cases. We now got ourselves a braisa, which is going to challenge our four answers that just explained the Mishnah. Remember, what were the four we said? Either of Nachon, Rabbi, Rav Yosef, or Rav Yitzchak. It's either an egg-laying chicken, and therefore a muksa, or it's a chana, or gezerah, right? Pay attention, or maskim she-zavu. So now, says the Gemara, the braisa says, Meisavei, Echad beisah she-nolda b'Shabbat, Echad beisah she-nolda b'Yomtov, for they have an egg that's born in Shabbat, or on Yontif, Ain metaltin, so you're not allowed to go and move it. It's a problem with moving it. Lo lechasas bazakli, you can't use it to pick it up and use it for covering over a bottle, like you're putting the egg and putting it on a bottle as a bottle stopper. Velo lismach bakari mita, you can't use it to support the bed posts. Right? This is eggs, if you turn them straight up, very, very strong, and it can hold the weight of a bed. Aval, kofa les, a kli b'shul shalot tishova, you're allowed to go and cover it over with a kli in order that it doesn't break. Rashi says on this, the afagav, dehi einu, he tells this, that itself, that kli could have been taken, metaltan as a kli, the circle. Let's say you need it for some reason. Ulafukin rev yitzlok damer, ein kli nital, elu davar nital b'shabbos. V'iyu muki la b'tzarech lim koma shokli. So he comes and he establishes the case to talk about where you need the place of the kli, and therefore you picked it up already, you're allowed to put it down to cover the thing. Usfeika, but what about a case of where it's a doubt, if you're not sure? Now, we assume this means we're not sure whether it's born in Yontif or not. It's going to be Aser. Vim nisarva be'elef, kulan asurus. If it gets mixed up with 1,000 other eggs, all of them are going to be Aser. A concept known as a field be'elef lo batel. Now comes the question. Bishlam al Rabbah, da Amar Misha Mechana. I understand if you want to look in the world of Rabbah, who is answer number two, right, who said the Mishnah's issue as per why Beis Hillel says it's usher is because of a chana. This is now a case of Safik Daraisa. He said Safik Daraisa. And therefore the case of Safik will be usher. Right? Because like it says, Havi Safik Daraisa, Chos Safik Daraisa, Lechumra. Now that makes sense. Elul Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak. Da Amar Misha Mgzer, according to him, it says Gzerah. Sfik d'rabbanani, chos sfik d'rabbanan l'kula. Now it becomes a sfik d'rabbanan, and sfik d'rabbanan should be l'kula. So why is it aser? As Gemara, now you misunderstood the case of sfik. It doesn't mean it was a sfik if it was born that day. You know it was born that day. It just means it's a sfik trefa, and it's a sfik trefa, which is a daraisa issue. Rashi points out, we're talking about a regular weekday. not Shabbos Yontif. It's a regular weekday, not Yontif. Once we're dealing with egg issues, so we brought this one on as well. And therefore, it's saying if you have a suffix, if it's a trefer or not, it's going to be usher and a filo be'elef lobato. Frank, I understand what you're talking about. So if it's a regular weekday, then why a filo be'elef lobato? Seifa asan l'sveika trefa, period. Iachim a seifa, nisarva be'elef kulan asurus, but iamart bishlam a suffix yomtov, suffix chol. If you're saying that you're not sure if it was born on Yontif or born on Chol, so then you have a discussion, right? Because having Davish Yisrael is what's called Davish Yisrael. Something which right now is Aser, but we know that in a minute when Shabbos ends or Yontif is over, it's going to be Mutter. It's called Davish Yisrael Matirin. I feel the Elf Labato. That's true. If something is going to be kosher and just wait a day, so then we don't matter it over here. And therefore, it's not Batal of Filab Elef. Ella, yeah, my Tzafik Trefa, but if you're dealing with the case of Tzafik Trefa, that's a davar she'ein lo matirin v'ti batal beruba. It's now called something which is a davar she. It's not a davar she'ein lo matirin. It's a regular weekday, and you have a suffix whether this is kosher or not. But it should be batal beruv. Why isn't it just a regular case of being batal beruv? And don't try to weasel your way out of this. V'chitei ma'beitza chashuva v'lo b'teila. And if you want to say, oh, because it's an egg, and eggs are chashuv, it's a davar chashuv, and therefore it's not batal. Now, let's jump into that world a little bit. That only works. Honey chalamanda amar kol shadarko limano sheninu. Alamanda amar es shadarko limano sheninu. Ma'ika lememar. Okay, now let's explain this. Understand that there's something known as kol shadarko and something es shadarko. Kol shadarko means something that is sold sometimes in a group and sometimes individually. Es shadarko means something that is exclusively sold individually. So now let's say the following. Don't try to answer that it's considered davar chashuv and therefore not batal, because that's only according to one who holds kol shadarko, meaning to say, even if sometimes sold as individually, and eggs sometimes sold individually, sometimes not, so then you could say it's a davar chashuv. What about according to one who holds its es shadarko? The only thing that's not going to be filled by of lo batal, something that's es shadarko limanos, which means to say, only if it's exclusively sold individually. So according to S, since eggs aren't sold exclusively by individual, like one at a time, why isn't it batal berov? Kol is even. Sometimes S is exclusively. And now we're going to read inside where we get this from. The time we looked at the Mishnah. The Mishnah Orla that discusses this concept. We see Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And that's going to open us up into this discussion here. The Tanakh is not in the Mishnah. Mishayelo chavili tilson shel kilei akerem. Let's say if a person has bundles, chavilim of tilson. Rashi says, Lazar actually calls it finigir. We call it fenugreek. It's a type of bean that gives taste, so a sweet taste. So it says, Mishnah says that if someone has bundles of fenugreek, this type of bean to sweeten the pot, right? Lazar actually spells it out. Then what do you got to do with it? Yidluku, kilei akerem, you're not allowed to go and plant certain things together. And if you go and you plant them together, in particular, if you have some... Oh, no. And I now shut the ringer. Sorry about that. It's also to go out and take green kilei akerem. It's talking about if you have some sort of heita, grains, and gefen, and... Shemiazor English grapes. You can't go ahead and you can't put those things together. So that's called kilei akerem. And if someone has this kilei akerem of the fenugreek, what you got to do? You got to burn it. What happens if it gets mixed up? Yidluku, burn it. Nisarbu becheres. What happens if it gets mixed up with other ones? And then becheres. All of it gets mixed up with something else also. What do you do? Kulam yidluku. You burn the whole thing. As I can look to be mayor, you got to burn it all. We'll explain why in a second. He says that. Yalu ba'achas umasayim, you're allowed to go ahead and be mevatlit in 200. You just got to remove a little bit of, you know, out of that and then burn it, but the rest of it is going to be batal. And also we're going to explain what that is right now. Shahai Rabbi Meir Omer, because he's saying Rabbi Meir says es shedarko limanos. So Meir is of the opinion that he holds es shedarko limanos. What is that? What does that mean? Like we said, it means to say even something which is sometimes sold individually takes on that category, which is the davar chashuv, and not going to be batal. Es shedarko limanos. Mekadesh means it's like it's set aside. It's, you're not allowed to have anything to do with it. Chamim say ain't a mekadesh al shishuv. They say no. There's only a list of six things in particular that a person is not allowed, that's going to be Mekadesh. But the other things are not going to be Mekadesh, and fenugreek is not one on the list. As you see right now, Rabbi Kiva Omer Shivi says seven. Really? And these are them. These are the things the Chum say are not going to be Batel. At Gozei Perech, Rashi says it's a place, nuts from Perech, Rimone Badan, how do you say it in English, Rimone? Pomegranate from Badan, from a place. V'chavio stumos, or barrels of wine that are still are satum, are closed, they're not open yet. Very, very, very hashuv. V'chilfei tradin, type of beets, v'kilchei kruv, and stalks of cabbage, with the last, Yavanis and Greek gourd. Rabbi Kiva Mosef, he adds, afki korisha bala bias, even bread that you make at home. Haroi la'orla, if one of these things was orla, then it gets mixed up with other things like it, then orla, the other stuff also becomes usser like orla. Haroi la'kilei karim, it's something which is like kilei karim, then it also gets mixed up with kilei karim, it's going to mess it all up as well. V'itma'a law, and on that machlokas between Rabbi and the Chachamim, it is a machlokas why Rabbi Meir says everything's got to get burned, right? Like we said, that if you have the bundles of fenugreek that gets mixed up, and fenugreek that has of kilei karim, then you got to burn it, and if it gets mixed with other stuff, then you got to burn it also, right? You got to get rid of it, according to Rabbi Meir. Question is why? So the machlokas as whether he holds s or he holds kol, and that's what we say right now. Vitmar halah, Rabbi Yochanan Amar s shedak limada shenino. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Meir holds the reason is s. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar kol shedak limada shenino. He holds of kol shedak limada. Now we go back to our original question that we had mentioned with all this background information. We could say everything's good in the world of Reish Lakish, who says kol hanich Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Right, because he says kol, and therefore, since he says kol, which means if something is even sometimes sold individually like an egg, it retains its chashivas, therefore it's a fil be'elef labato. However, when you go in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's got to be exclusively sold individually, and eggs are not, so ma'igilim emar, why shouldn't it be batel? It should be batel be'elef, right? In which case, that was a question, and that's where we're holding. So now we have that it doesn't work within the world of Rabbi Meir, that statement, or certainly it doesn't work with the Chachamim, who definitely say that would be batel. So answers the Gemara, Tana delitra Amar Papa, Baba says, Hi Tana. Rav Papa says there's another Shita out there lurking in the darkness. And he says that we have another Shita that comes and says it's the Tana of delitra Kitsios, who, the Amar Kol Davisha Baminyan Afibudar Abanan, Lo Batel, the Kol Shekhen, Bidor Raisa. We are going to explain that, but you're going to have to join us next time, folks, to be able to get more clarity, because we're going to stop over here. And I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.